Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Thursday, July the 4th, 2024, entitled Tutu Wearing Angel, written by Jeannie Neuheiser of Cerro Gordo, Illinois, USA. This is my second day home from South Carolina, USA, where my daughter lives, and I have done nothing but rest. Keeping up with a young family takes a toll on an old woman like me. We stayed up one night until 2 a.m. watching a movie. I haven't seen that time of night in years, unless it's when the old lady alarm clock in my head goes off and says that it's time to get up. We were there to help, because the house that they moved into needed some sprucing up. We also went to watch after our granddaughter, Jenna, and give our pregnant daughter, Missy, some much-needed rest. Did I write rest and Jenna in the same sentence? Oh, my mistake. This little girl, at 3 years old, is a live wire. She is in constant motion and asks nonstop, why? But for my husband Larry and me, she was nonstop delight. One thing that we loved was that when she entered a room, we never knew what she would be wearing. Usually, a tutu was part of her outfit, with a hat. She normally avoided wearing a top, but considered something around her neck just as good. The problem came when Jenna had to get dressed in something more suitable for going out. On those occasions, I will have to admit, she was, shall I say, less than cooperative? In fact, the word carnal comes to mind. With this delightfully independent child, my daughter has wisely learned to pick her battles. She often said, Jenna, if you choose to disobey, there will be consequences. At that, my beautiful little granddaughter would cross her little arms over her chest and state, I don't want no consequences. She wasn't saying that she was ready to obey. She was saying that she wanted to disobey with no consequences. Somehow, I see myself many times taking this childish stance with my Heavenly Father. I can recall those times when I knew what was right, but I chose my own way. I folded my arms and said, I want my own way, forgetting the possible adverse consequences. Have you been there? Did you ever get your tutu in a bunch and refuse to mind God? John chapter 14, verses 23 and 24a in the New International Version read, Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. Larry and I are still talking about our Jenna, not only about her bouts with carnality, but about her sweetness, her charming smile that lit up a room, and her love for her grandma and grandpa that gave us so much joy. Let us pray. Majestic Creator, mighty God and Redeemer, may we refrain from taking childish positions, as you only do good for us. Make us like Jesus. Amen.